これから2018年度第2回国連英検 EQ のリスニングテストを始めます。1、短い英文1から10を聞いて、その応答として最も適切なものをそれぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
Number one.
Do you get up early every day? Do you get up early every day?
Number two. Mary is not 20 years old, is she? Mary is not 20 years old, is she?Number three.
Whose umbrella is this? Whose umbrella is this?
Number four. Would you like some tea or coffee? Would you like some tea or coffee?Number five.
I have some great news. I have some great news.
Number six. May I have a seat? May I have a seat?Number seven.
How many times a week do you eat fish? How many times a week do you eat fish?
Number eight. Can you tell me the way to the post office?Can you tell me the way to the post office?Number nine.
Jack, dinner is ready. Jack, dinner is ready.
Number ten. What do you think of this book? What do you think of this book?
2. 対話11から20を聞いて、その最後の文に対する応答として最も適切なものをそれぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
Number 11. What did you do during the summer?
I went to Florida with my family.
How long were you there?What did you do during the summer?
I went to Florida with my family.
How long were you there? Number 12. Did you go to Taiwan last weekend?
Yes. Look at this picture.
Wow. What's the name of this building?Did you go to Taiwan last weekend?
Yes. Look at this picture.
Wow. What's the name of this building? Number 13. Who were you talking with over there?
He is my classmate.
Oh, I see. What's he like?Who were you talking with over there?
He is my classmate.
Oh, I see. What's he like? Number 14. Hi, Karen. Where are you going?
Nowhere special. I'm just taking a walk.
What for? Hi, Karen. Where are you going?
Nowhere special. I'm just taking a walk.
What for? Number 15. There is going to be a new shopping mall in our town next year.
I know.
How did you know that? There is going to be a new shopping mall in our town next year.
I know.
How did you know that? Number 16.
I'm surprised to see you here in the bus.
Me too. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Oh, this is my stop. I'll see you later. I'm surprised to see you here in the bus.
Me too. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Oh, this is my stop. I'll see you later.
Number 17.
My vacation is almost finished.
Really? Are you going back to Japan?
Yes, I have to go back to my school in Japan. My vacation is almost finished.
Really? Are you going back to Japan?
Yes, I have to go back to my school in Japan.
Number 18.
We have to do the history homework.
How are you enjoying the history class?
It's so boring. We have to do the history homework.
How are you enjoying the history class?
It's so boring.
Number 19.
May I help you?
I'm shopping for my father's birthday. Do you have any suggestions?
Let's see. How about a nice shirt and tie? May I help you?
I'm shopping for my father's birthday. Do you have any suggestions?
Let's see. How about a nice shirt and tie?
Number 20.
Have you been to the Italian restaurant next to the bank?
Yes, I went there last month.
Is it good? Have you been to the Italian restaurant next to the bank?
Yes, I went there last month.
Is it good?
A, B を聞きなさい。A 文は2回読まれます。A 次の学生のインタビューの対話文を聞いて、21から25の質問、または A 文に対して最も適切なものを、それぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。
Listen.
Hello, Matt. I'm Yumi from the school newspaper club. Today, I want to ask you about differences between our school and your school in Canada.
Okay. First of all, here in Japan, school begins in April. But in Canada, school begins in September.
In September? That's very different.
Yes. And most of you walk to school, right? In Canada, we go to school by school bus or car. As for me, my father or mother drives me to school every day.
Really? That's wonderful. Are there any other differences?
Well, you eat school lunch in your classrooms, but we eat in the school cafeteria.
Oh, you have a cafeteria in your school? Cool.
Yeah. And I was really surprised to learn that students clean their classrooms here. I think it's wonderful. We don't do that.
So, the classrooms in your school are dirty?
No. Professional cleaners clean them.
Really? I don't believe that.
I've also found something in common. Students study very hard in both countries.
Uh-huh. What do you study at school?
We study Japanese, math, and science.
What's your favorite?
Japanese. It's difficult, but it's exciting to learn foreign languages.
Yeah, I think so too. I enjoy learning English. Okay, thank you very much for the interesting talk.
You're welcome. Listen again.
Hello, Matt. I'm Yumi from the School Newspaper Club. Today, I want to ask you about differences between our school and your school in Canada.
Okay. First of all, here in Japan, school begins in April. But in Canada, school begins in September.
In September? That's very different.
Yes. And most of you walk to school, right? In Canada, we go to school by school bus or car. As for me, my father or mother drives me to school every day.
Really? That's wonderful. Are there any other differences?
Well, you eat school lunch in your classrooms, but we eat in the school cafeteria.
Oh, you have a cafeteria in your school? Cool.
Yeah. And I was really surprised to learn that students clean their classrooms here. I think it's wonderful. We don't do that.
So, the classrooms in your school are dirty?
No. Professional cleaners clean them.
Really? I don't believe that.
I've also found something in common. Students study very hard in both countries.
Uh-huh. What do you study at school?
We study Japanese, math, and science.
What's your favorite?
Japanese. It's difficult, but it's exciting to learn foreign languages.
Yeah, I think so too. I enjoy learning English. Okay, thank you very much for the interesting talk.
You're welcome.
B 次の英文を聞いて26から30の質問の答えとして最も適切なものをそれぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。
Listen. Last summer, we visited Yamanashi to climb Mount Fuji, the highest mountain in Japan.Our goal was to watch the sunrise from the mountaintop. We started at 11 a.m. The weather was cloudy but very hot. I was sweating a lot. 5 hours later, we arrived at a mountain lodge. Just then, it started raining. At the lodge, we took a shower, ate dinner, and had a good sleep. At 12 midnight, we got up and started again for the mountain top. The rain had already stopped, and I was surprised to find so many stars in the night sky. However, it was difficult to climb the mountain in the dark. When we reached the top at around 4 a.m., I was very tired, but very happy. Then we waited for the sun to rise. Finally, the sun appeared. We watched it rise slowly and powerfully. It was so beautiful that I couldn't say anything. I'll never forget that morning. Listen again. Last summer, we visited Yamanashi to climb Mount Fuji, the highest mountain in Japan. Our goal was to watch the sunrise from the mountaintop. We started at 11 a.m. The weather was cloudy but very hot. I was sweating a lot. 5 hours later, we arrived at a mountain lodge. Just then, it started raining. At the lodge, we took a shower, ate dinner, and had a good sleep. At 12 midnight, we got up and started again for the mountaintop. The rain had already stopped, and I was surprised to find so many stars in the night sky. However, it was difficult to climb the mountain in the dark. When we reached the top at around 4 a.m., I was very tired, but very happy. Then we waited for the sun to rise. Finally, the sun appeared. We watched it rise slowly and powerfully. It was so beautiful that I couldn't say anything. I'll never forget that morning.